The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
You coughed on me.
Sorry.
I guess I'm already sick, so.
Yeah.
Cough away.
You're gross. Yeah. You disgust me. Get it together.
I should do it in my open mouth.
Oh, God.
The hell?
Speaking of being sick, I was talking to my mom yesterday.
Sick of your mom?
I'm sick of that broad. No, Ma, I know you're listening. I love you so very much. You're my dearest sweet mother. But no, she's sick. She had to take off work, and I guarantee she's spent so much time with the grandkids. Yeah. And I'm like, Ma, all right, you're not a spring chicken anymore. Your immune system isn't what it used to be, and you're hanging around with those Petri dishes of filth.
All right.
Wear gloves. You got to wear gloves with kids.
You have to.
A mask and gloves.
Just a full-blown suit.
It's just, seriously, honestly, a hazmat suit is probably, if I was a teacher, I would wear a hazmat suit.
Oh, seriously. You're walking in looking like E.T., that scene from E.T.
You know, and it's not quite as bad in high school because kids are much better about at least washing hands and not being as. But up until that, up until eighth grade, they're just covered.
Oh, yeah.
They're always sticky.
Yep.
They're just always.
It's not like they're going washing their hands all the time.
No.
You know?
Oh.
And by the way, sorry for getting your mom sick.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Yes. Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Keep that talk up. You're going to be back in the hospital. You want that?
You want that bracelet back on your...
My sweet mother, you stay away. Anyway, your Rock News quick hits. Filter's platinum-selling album, debut album, Short Bus, will be reissued digitally and in two different vinyl packages on November 2nd. The digital version will offer six bonus tracks, including Dust Brothers' remixes of Hey Man, Nice Shot, and Ben Gross's remix of Dose. Very cool.
Nice.
Very cool. Awesome album. Also, Ozzy Osbourne has posted a video saying his thumb is fully recovered. Or in Ozzy words, Sharon! That's what it said. He had staph infection, and I think he had like two bouts with staph infection.
Really?
Which is not good.
What exactly is a staph infection?
It's a bacterial infection.
So you get cut or something, and it gets infected.
Wrestling, we always had to worry about staph infections and ringworm.
Yeah. Did you ever get ringworm?
I never did, actually.
I did once.
Growing up on a farm and wrestling, the fact that I never got ringworm, but again, I'm very good about cleaning myself. Unlike you, you filthy animal.
Filthy animal. Yeah, I woke up one day, looked at my arm. I was like, whoa!
Jeez!
That's not a hickey.
Look at that little pet. Right. Hey, little guy.
Little pet.
I'm going to call you Fred.
Fred the ringworm.
Fred the ringworm. Old rowdy Fred the ringworm. Yeah. But anyway, he's looking forward to his Ozfest shows on New Year's Eve at the Forum in Los Angeles. Lastly, in your rock news, the upcoming Beastie Boys book isn't structured like your typical memoir, so it makes sense for the audio version to be a little left of center. Mike D and Ad Rock make cameos on the audiobook, but they've enlisted a cast of dozens of heavy lifting people. Big name people.
Mm-hmm.
The guests include hip hop legends like Snoop Dogg, Snoop D-O-double-G, and Rev Run DMC. But they go as far as Jon Stewart, Bette Midler, Will Ferrell, Ben Stiller, and Amy Poehler.
Nice.
All make spots on this audiobook, which is really cool. Beastie Boys book, which is what it's called, Beastie Boys book, will be published on October 30th.
I'm going to get that one for sure.
Especially the audiobook. I'm a big fan of audiobooks, especially when I'm driving. Mm-hmm. Seriously, a tip for you, if you got a long trip, throw on an audiobook, man. It makes time go by like that. And you're getting smarter, I guess, with it. Or listen to us, podcast us, if you have an option, which is another great way to pass the
time. That's good, too.
Or jerk the wheel into a bridge embankment. Either one. All right, that's your rock news. We'll be back.